Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
TAZ on Blog Talk Radio. This is only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. It's me and my good friend Larissa is on the line. I'm waiting on other people to call, but we're going to jump right into this because it's only 30 minutes. How you doing, Larissa?
All right. I'm doing good, Chaz. How you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to keep on doing.
All right. Right.
Here we go. Your opinion on Kanye's remarks about we had a choice in slavery, all the craziness, him sucking up to Donald Trump. We talked about this last week. This seeped in for a whole week now, and they still talking about it. So what is your reflection on what he had to say?
My opinion on Kanye's remarks, I think he's doing it for publicity, you know, promotional purposes. And I also think that, you know how Trump says the most outrageous things and it gets him the most attention. I think Kanye's thinking, if I say the most outrageous things, I can get attention too. Because who in their right mind believes that slavery was a choice, you know? Who could possibly believe that? So I believe that he's doing it for, well, sometimes, you know what? I have two opinions on this. Let me tell you my second opinion. I think that Kanye might be off his meds, you know, because remember he was in that facility.
Yeah.
I think he might be off his meds and thinking a little crazy. But then I was thinking he's doing it for Christmas because that's when I heard he had another album coming out. So maybe it's a combination of both.
Right. We have another caller on the line. 404. Hey, man. Hey, Roy. Turn down the noise.
Yo, what up, yo?
You got all this noise on the line.
That's because I was in my backyard grilling some chicken.
See, you always got an excuse. If you're gonna come on the show, be courteous because we can hardly hear you. But
can you hear me now?
Yeah. Since it creeped into another week, your opinion on this Kanye mess, is it still the same as last week? And also meet Larissa. Larissa, this is Roy on the line.
Hi, Roy.
Hey. What's up, Marissa? I heard you trying to spill your rhetoric about because there's an upcoming album coming out. We don't share the same opinion because, my view has changed because I think you, as an African American, you must know your history, because if you don't, things will repeat themselves. And I think that's what he failed to understand, whether you take a stand for economics, capitalism, you still have to have a stand on the beliefs, the morals, the ethics, our constitution that they say we wouldn't, it wasn't for us, but it was for anybody, my four parents, and every parent that came after everybody who built America to what greatness it is today. So I don't care where you stand on the economics, because the world is evolving, and it's evolving fast with this technology, and it's a great place to be in today. But you got to know your history, and you can't get out there and just wallow and lambast because you came up and nobody else you feel has had the same opportunities, because there is a lot of people just to this day that have not gotten the same opportunities, or what they're doing, they could be 10 times greater than what they're doing had there not been these cold calculations of the European set. So even the European know that they've taken us back every time we've taken two steps forward. So please be more concerned about Kanye's falling to grace on his album sales than him making anything great out of this. Because to me, this guy, he's all over the place. And that's all I got to say. Marissa, welcome to the gang, and I hope you enjoy.
Her name is Larissa. Larissa.
Okay. Can I just call her M?
No, it starts with an L, crazy. Anyway, my opinion is I agree with Larissa and I agree with Roy. I agree with both of y'all, but I think it does have something to do with his album sales, because he does got a new album coming out, and that's the only way to hype up publicity is to be talking about you, you know, while your album is getting ready to drop. If they ain't got the name in your mouth, then nobody don't know who you are. So that's the way I feel about it too.
Can I add something?
Go on, Larissa.
For me, I'm not buying Kanye's like he's ignorant and don't know his history. I believe he knows his history. I believe he just figured this is a better way for him to sell. So I don't think he's ignorant to the fact. I think he knows his history. I think he knows he was very smart. His mother was very smart. You know, and I'm sure she taught him his history. This is his way of, you know, just like you said, it's a matter of mental health things going on and album sales. You know, people are willing to sell their soul to the devil for money, you know, and that's kind of what he's doing. Because I heard Trump just last night say, and we're going to thank Kanye for something. After that, it was a blur. I couldn't even pay attention no more, you know, after he said, thank Kanye for whatever it was.
For his African American poll numbers going up. But that was African American poll numbers for black men, not everybody.
But see, that's Rassman's poll. So, you know, all the other polls, they follow after the Rassman poll. So check this out. This is the thing about, and I'm going to go back to this about everything that the Kardashians have been involved in. From Bruce Jenner turning into a woman to my man that played basketball out there going on coke binges, and Kanye West, everything that the Kardashians touch turned to craziness. So let's add that in there too. Let's just add the Kardashian family, everything that they have been a part of. It has been publicized as crazy. So yep.
Okay, next subject. Stormy on SNL last night. I don't know if anyone saw it. I saw it. But I want to know, is it a smart move on her part or a dumb move on her part for being on SNL, playing herself, acting like she was talking to Trump? Larissa,
I think that, listen, Stormy Daniels, her 15 minutes of fame, she is utilizing all 15 minutes, is what I think. She is down to the second. She is using her 15 down to 14:59. She's still maybe using it. And I think that she is capitalizing on all this. You know, I don't, her lifestyle is her lifestyle. I don't judge anybody for what they do. But I know that I agree with her on this. She's milking it. And you know what I say? Milk it, girl. Milk it. That's what I say.
Roy, I did see that. I want to say that may have been the best skits that I ever saw on Saturday Night Live. The whole thing was so well put together. Because it made comedians bust out. It framed it in our political disarray. Stormy was just fine because she's been stripping or whatever around the world. This is just another way of her doing what she does. And the thing about it is this. Her lawyer is taking care of the aspects of what she does. If it wasn't okay with him, she wouldn't have never been there. So that part of worrying about Stormy, I think that is just fine because what she's portraying, putting out there, is the fact is it's all about her having a voice. And now she has that voice, and she's making it because guess what? The problem is not Stormy. The problem is that the president said he didn't have an affair with her, which he lied to the American public, the people.
And so
he then filed a defamation to knock her, stop her from talking, which then she filed back, and then here we are.
Okay.
Now we're getting ready to see what Donald has to say.
Okay, we got another caller on the line, 804-804. We're talking about Stormy Daniels on SNL last night, 804.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is E. E, we got Larissa and Roy on the line. Larissa and Roy is on the line. This is E.
Hi, Larissa.
Hi.
Hello, Roy.
Hey, girl, what's up? What took you so long? Don't make us wait like this forever again.
Everything good is worth waiting for, but I was at a function at church. I had to get out of there.
Then turn it up, B. Turn it up.
You know how we do. I think that she had the perfect platform on SNL last night. And I agree with Roy that she needs a voice. I also think that the president of the United States he's in the hot seat, and I'm just waiting to see how it's going to play out because, you know, somebody's going to have to atone for that. And I'm just waiting to see who else he's going to throw under the bus in reference to this situation. I don't think he's going to own it.
Okay, Rudy Giuliani, whatever you want to call him, Giuliano, Giuliani. Rudy is on TV defending Trump, and really, he's really doing it in reverse. He's not truly defending Trump. He's making more questions for reporters and everybody else questioning what in the world is Rudy talking about. So my question is to the panel, did anybody think Rudy did a good job for President Trump? With Larissa. Wait a minute. Start with Larissa, then E, then Roy. Larissa.
I honestly believe that what he did was, you know, the old saying, jump out of the fire and into the frying pan. That's what I think Rudy did to Trump. He took him out the fire and into the frying pan. I don't think he did him any justice, you know, because he walked it back. Didn't he walk it back? When he said, oh, this is what I was trying to say. And then Trump, you know, he said, well, he's new. He's just learning the facts. Well, he should learn the facts before he speaks.
Before he opens his
mouth. That's what I think.
That's right.
Yes. Absolutely.
E?
Strange bedfellows one makes. You know, I just feel like, yeah, he made it worse for Trump, and there is no excuse. It goes to show it's just a pattern of behavior with Trump. He puts these people in power or puts these people in office who don't know who shot John, you know, don't know nothing about nothing, and are spouting off at the mouth. And it's making it worse than what it has to be. So, once again, he played himself.
Roy.
Well, I got a good see. Giuliani remind me of a Jack Nicholson movie. Jack Nicholson was in an insane asylum. They call it One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And Jack Nicholson tried to play crazy, and eventually he wound up finding out he was crazy. Giuliani is crazy, and everybody knows that he has a screw missing. They say that he has had a past of being an authoritarian. They say it was his way or no way, and that's the way he ran. He did an absolutely fantastic job with 9/11, but after 9/11, he went 112. So let's just take our hats off to One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because he do remind you of the guy that's in that movie called Jack Nicholson.
Why, when you said a movie, why did I know exactly which one you were talking about? I knew that before you even said it. I knew it.
The next one, Trump this week talked to the NRA. After he said all the stuff he said in the Roosevelt Room, all the stuff he said to some of the parents that came up there to talk to him about gun control, some of the stuff he said to his own congressman. Oh, the NRA got you scared, huh? Something to that effect. Now this, I almost cussed y'all. Now this president went and talked to the NRA, and I want to know, do you guys think he's two-faced it in his views towards gun control? Starting with Larissa, then E, then Roy.
Of course, I think he's two-faced on gun control. He's sucking up to the NRA and his base. Yeah, he's two-faced it. I mean, he talks out the side of his neck constantly, you know? So, yeah, he's definitely two-faced.
E.
No, he's 22-faced it. How about that? He's 22-faced
She adds some more numbers on.
Yeah, he's 22 facing. And he knows that the NRA, he's in the NRA's pocket. They shut out multiple billions of money for him. So, you know, he's going to say what he has to say for this person. He's going to say what he has to say for that person. And he's not to be trusted, you know? He just lied. He lied for no reason. We said this a couple of shows ago. Donald Trump lied for no reason. So he's not. He shouldn't be believed at all.
Roy?
300 lies this year. They said he told 33 lies since he's been president.
Look, you basically have you know, when you go to Texas, right? You gotta feed your base with the red meat that you gotta get, even though it has dye and it causes cancer. Okay. So when he feeds his base, let's just hope he's got a lot of dye in his red meat, because it does cause cancer. And once it starts eating that, it doesn't know how to stop unless you find the right treatment. The right treatment is called
impeachment.
Loyalty
impeachment
to your constitution. This guy right here is this guy has not. See, the NRA is moving a little bit away from him anyway in another dimension. See, because of the way he's played this superficial game with them. But the reality of it is this: Donald Trump is as wishy-washy and as up and down as black and white. You can't put your finger on him, because what happens is that he's not a whole man. You can't make a person whole when they've never been whole. And he's not a whole man because the other half of him is sitting at home wondering why Stormy Daniels got the better of her man, and she's sitting around with a child that's got a dyslexia problem. She's wondering why. Why is this all has to take place? So this man is not all there. And so you're going to get these kind of what they call slippery slopes. You're going to get people like Giuliano. You're going to get people like Kellyanne. You're going to get all this administration. You're going to get John Kelly's. You know, you're going to get this type of mentality because at the top, Scaramucci said, it rots from the top down. He was right. It stinks. It was stinking when he first came in. It'll stink the day he leaves. So that's all I can say on the matter. I hope I covered enough.
Next subject. Trump's doctor, Harold N. Bernstein, offices was raided And he talking about he was raped, just like old boy was yelling on Saturday Night Live on that skit. What do you think about that, your opinion, starting with Larissa, E, then Roy?
I believe it happened. I don't know if about the rape thing, but I believe that they stormed in his office and took the documents. You know, he loves the strong arm, so send people the strong arm. So, yeah, I believe it happened, and they took them documents. But I don't for once believe, like, Ronnie, what was his name? Ronnie Jackson said he was the most healthiest president ever. I don't believe that one bit. So they want them records. Probably some of them records show that he is mentally unstable. So maybe, and how can he be the healthiest president? You eating cheeseburgers from McDonald's every day. And that's all I got to say about that.
E?
Of course his office was raided. That's all I'm going to say. Of course it was.
Roy.
I believe, hey, look, you cannot raid an office. Look, we can say all we want to say, right? But this man is a billionaire. There are more records on this man. He didn't have just one set. This man probably has two or three sets because guess what? You have to do a proctology report on this man for colon, right? I'm wanting to know what was in the proctology because I want to see him pull one out of his wazoo because something is wrong from the lower end because it's messing with the top end, okay? So whatever that doctor said, I'm not taking his side because guess what? He protected Donald Trump with his he protected Donald Trump for whatever he's been involved in. I mean, whether it be whatever his hair, whatever his medications, that doctor's protected him. And that's what most doctors do. But at the same time, right, this doctor has no worries at all. He just put it out there, and then guess what? We got it, what, 3-4 months later? So it doesn't matter. It really didn't matter. And then when you see the doctor looked like something out of a rock band. A rock band.
He looked like that doctor on Back to the Future, didn't he? That doctor on Back to the Future, remember him?
Yeah.
That's what he looked
like. Next question. Michelle Wolf, and you know she was the comedian at the Correspondents' Dinner. Thing
yes,
she talking to,
she said it all
the thing that she said is actually true now. I mean, there's a couple of things. We knew they were true now, but further in the week, this enhanced the trueness of it with Sarah Huckabee not being believed anymore with the media, and they're asking her, did you mean this or did you know that before you came out here and told us about it? Also, with the president's money situation, when she said he's really poor, all that stuff is coming to fruition over in 1 week. She said it. People that didn't like Trump believed it. But now it's coming up to light now. Like, wow, she really predicted this mess a week out. So people in D.C. is mad at Michelle for what she said. My question is, did you believe her when she first was talking about Trump? Which I already know the answer to. But it seemed like this week enlightened it even more with them getting on Sarah Huckabee about what she be saying at these briefings. Starting with Larissa again, E and Roy.
Oh, I believed everything she said because I now call him a fake billionaire. He's a fake billionaire. He's not a real billionaire. He's a fake billionaire. And another thing, what she said about the Huckabee, couldn't have been more true. I mean, that was delightful to me. I've watched that over and over and over again because sometimes when I'm watching CNN and the Huckabee come on, I have to turn it because she lies so much she makes me nauseous. So I have to turn it because she lies so much. So therefore, everything she said, she told the truth. And I don't believe they said, well, she talked about her looks. She didn't talk about her looks to me. All she said was she burns facts and turns it into a smoky eye. You know, that's referring to her eyeshadow. So, you know.
E?
Yeah.
I believe everything that she said. I believed her then. I believe her now. Everybody else, I feel like, is just swaggerjacking. She told them, you know, they decided to dissect and trisect and try to figure out if what she was saying was true. I believed it off, as the young people say, I believed it off rip. And I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen next. And I can't stand Sarah Huckabee. She lied just like 45 lies. Every time she opened her mouth, it's a lie.
Roy.
First and foremost, Sarah Huckabee, okay, I got to take my hat off. She was a sponge. She absorbed. First and foremost, when you're dealing with a coward president who won't come, a president who's a coward who won't come, and he has to put his mouthpiece out there, and then they mad because the mouthpiece got a little bewildered by what was being said. The reality of it is this. Had he been there, she wouldn't have had to have absorbed all this. Now, another thing is this. Sarah Huckabee only gets firsthand what she hears. But I think it's time for her to retire. But I don't want her to leave the podium. This will be a good week for her to leave. But I don't want her to leave the podium yet until CNN and get enough of it. See, she rode CNN in. They rode them and rode them and rode them. Talked about their ratings and did. But Sarah Huckabee was a real vain about it. So I do believe if she want to have a career after this, and she won't have to go to a Christian network after this and work with her dad, I think she should go ahead and abandon this position as early as Monday morning.
Trump and the money situation that he paid Cohen. It seems like he paid Cohen in a layaway, in installments. And he tried to say he didn't know nothing about it, didn't know that the money... Whatever money was paid to Stormy, he didn't know that he paid it. But the whole time he was paying Cohen. So the lie and the question to the panel is, do you believe Crump, not Trump, Crump knew the money that he gave to Cohen was going directly to Stormy? Well, it could have been a hundred other women too. So Larissa, E, and then Roy.
Absolutely, he knew. And I told you, that's why I told you he's a fake billionaire. That's why he had to put the Cohen on layaway, paying him in installments. But he knew exactly where that money was going. Yeah, Cohen ain't going to give that money up if he don't think he's going to give it back.
Yes, he knew where the money was going. Unless, you know, Sarah Huckabee can't say that he's poor. Because when you're poor, you know where all your money goes. I know where every dime goes. So, you know, unless you got racks on racks, and you got so much money that you don't know where the money going, you just shoving out money, you don't know where the money going, then you ain't poor. So, miss me with all that BS. So, yes, he knew.
Roy, okay, first we have to clear up what he meant by no. I only know no as being no, okay? No means no. If he can't understand... change no up to make no become some other word. But first and foremost, a billionaire who can't pay $130,000 in just one lump, he's got to take it and pay it in $35,000 increments. But first, he had $470,000 that he sent to Coin, and now they're finding out that Coin had $700,000 more dollars that was sent to him. Then why did Cohen have to take out a mortgage on his home to pay the $130,000? So see, a lot of stuff don't add up no more. See, this is the problem. A lot of things don't add up because things, look, one and one is two, okay? But two and three is not three, okay? So you don't have that much money coming in, and then you, as the president, have $470,000 at you, and then all of a sudden, incrementally, you paying her $130,000. Okay, so that only opens up another can of worms for how many other more cases is out there that you paid money since Giuliani said what? My clients don't have time to do anything. So, hey, he did the right thing. Okay, so Cohen did the right thing. Okay, well, and he don't always have to be paid in money. So maybe some of those $5 million hotel rooms or suites up there in Trump Hotel is tied into this money, and that's where a lot of the money laundering comes into play with all this. For $35,000, all this rigmarole that don't make any sense. Come on, man. Hey. Okay, that's all I got to say.
And that's the end of the show. When you hear that music boom at the end, I want to thank Larissa for calling in. I want to thank E for calling in, and also Roy for calling in again. Another phone call fist fight. Thank you all.
Peace and love, everybody.
Hey, Larissa, I thought he was saying Marissa, but your name is Larissa.
Yeah.
Larissa.
Okay, girl. Hey, I got you now. You see how we do on here, don't you?
Larissa,
we state the facts, okay?
That's right.
We state the facts.
That's right.
What we
later,
do.
Y'all.
Right.
Later, y'all.
E! We... E.